great group of people who really asked in touch. In other words, Gemara was saying that when the Mishnah says Safek Kedushin is Safek Torah of Life, Safek Torah of Law, it's Liafuke Zman. That there is no halacha that you have to have a Zman by Shtar Kedushin. So then Gemara asks, why is there no din of Zman by Kedushin? The Mishnah Olagabe Peirais, Zman is Lomayla of Lomayra. In other words, a Zman on a Shtar Kedushin would not determine the Baal's right to Achilas Peiris, because the Shtar Kedushin is Erisin, not Nisuin, and a Baal is not Achil Peiris until there is Nisuin, right? Again, the Laman Diamra, we should read that a little bit, Laman Diamra Mishambat HaFeisei, Shalei Tisnet. But the one that says you have to have Zman, because without Zman, I'll be Machabe al Basa Chesei, which by get would mean I'll give her a get and say she was divorced earlier. That's why we have to have a Zman. Ibazai, Liskin Zman Bikidushin, because you're going to have the same problem if I was Makadish the woman and then she's Mazana. So by not having a date on the Shtar Kedushin, Al Taina, she got married later. Ibazai, let's be Masakin Zman. So a husband shouldn't be able to lie and say she was married later. So a sickness, the Gemara's Maskona is, we should lay Efshir. That apparently this is an unavoidable problem. Why is it unavoidable? If she keeps the Shtar Kedushin, so even if there is this man, she can erase this man. She can say she got married later if the husband is in cahoots with her. Same thing. In other words, the point basically is that the way the woman will ask by get in a moment, but putting Zaman is not going to prevent chibul, because either party could obliterate the Zaman if they wanted to be machabe and claim that the marriage happened later. So maybe we'll say the Eitza is let's be Masakin Zaman and let's leave the Shtar by the Eidei Kedushin. Linche gabe edim. So this is going to be the part that's going to be difficult. So Eid is akiri. If the edim remember the kedushin was Reish Chodesh Iyar, so you don't need a zman. If there's any issue about when she was married, leisu l'sahadi, bring the edim directly. Elamai, the chashash of chiboy will apply when they don't remember, and therefore you're saying let's have a zman. That's not going to resolve it. If they see the writing, and then they can testify there was a Kedushin, Reish Chodesh Iyar, that would not be a valid testimony. Rachmana Amar, Mipiyam, Lo Mipik Sarim. So here, there's a machlekes. The din of Mipiyam, right? The Torah says, Al Pi Shnai Eidim, O Al Pi Shleisha Eidim, Yochum Dabur. So we darshan, what's the lashon al pi? Just say al shnayim edim. So we darshan mipiyam. Eidos is miskayim only through their mouth and not through their writing. Now what that normally means is that a beis din is not chaytech the din based on a letter that the witnesses send. But here it means something new. It means something new that even if you're testifying verbally, if you know your testimony only through a written document and you don't remember it in your own head, that is called an eidos that is generated by piyaksav. So memela, in such a situation, if they don't remember, the zaman will be lo mailo lo mar. Now, of course, the obvious question is going to be, and the riff is going to be marich in this, what are you talking about here? We're talking about a shtar kedushin, a shtar. Of course a shtar can be a raya. Right? We'll see. The Rebbe will go past the question. But the Gemara's terence therefore is that either a Zman could be obliterated or a Zman would be inadmissible because of BPM, Lomi Pitisavan. So there would still be Chiboy. The husband and the wife can still say they were married later. And in Mela, a Zman is not going to help. So Frek the Gemara Ihachi. The Gershon Nami, name of Hachi. The Chayrat by Gershon Gufa. Even if we're Misakin Zaman, If she has the get, she could cut off the zman. If the edim have the get, it would be a chisar, and if you will be pisavam, a bazai is still shy of chivoy. So the Gemara says, no. The gershin, kivin belatzola didaka asi, since gershin is masular, meaning the way the gershin is what gets her out of misa, right? Gershin is what gets her out of misa. So again, so the way Rashi is masular is like this. By gershin, the woman's chazaka was a cheskaseishes ish. So Rashi learns this way. So that's actually very chashim and a sefer. But the way Rashi learns this shtiko gemara, that once there's a takana sazman, if we then see that the zman was cut off or the zman was erased, that is a reyesa, and we will be maimin her on a cheskas eishes ish. And if she claims she was divorced earlier, we are going to be taila she was divorced later. So this trick is not going to help her. In other words, what's the taina? Leave it by her, she'll be maichik this man, fakir. By gershin, if she's maichik this man, I'll be maimin her on a cheskas eishes ish anyway. Masha'en kain zakrashi by kedushin. If she would be maichik this man and claim that she got married later, even though there's a reyasa, but she has a cheskas penuya. So only by kedushin. So again, it's actually very difficult to see how Rashi's pshat even fits the words of the Gemara. But apparently, lahatzala means you need the lahatzala meaning this is changing her chazaka. Her chazaka is she's chayav misa. She's using the get to be matzil her from her chazaka. So fakir, if there's no zman, we're going to say the gershin happened later. By kiddushin, put fakir, it's creating the basis for the chiyuv misa. It's a new bria. So fakir, if she's geizes the zman, we will put her on a cheskas penuya. That's how Rashi learns. The Rif does not say anything different. So b'kitzer, what is the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz simply is that a takana of zman will prevent chiboy by gershin, and that is why the chachamim were misakin it. But a takana of zman will not prevent chiboy by kedushin. So therefore, there is no reason to be misakin because it's not going to help. It can be circumvented. The probability of chiboy can still exist. Azezark the Gemara, why there's no din of Zman by Kiddushin. So now the Rif has his own arichas here. Ha-milse makshi bar rabbana. This is really the Rishayim, but the Ga'ena Mastakasha. Heichi amrinen hacha rachamana amar mipiyam lo mipiksova. You're telling me that if the Edom have a Shtar Kiddushin, and the Shtar Kiddushin has a Zman, we can't be soimeich on that Zman? Because that is an Eidah Shebichsav. And therefore, the woman still goes free. How could that be? Vatanan, we learned in a Mishnah in Ksuvas, Naman Adam Maimar Zeksav Yadei Shel Abba, Zeksav Yadei Shel Revi, Zeksav Yadei Shel Achi. It says, if there's a shtar, and I testify to be Makayim a shtar, in other words, that it's not a forgery, that this is either my father's handwriting, or my Rebbe's handwriting, or my brother's handwriting. What, all you need is 1A for that? Let's go back for a moment. What is the normal process of Kiyum Shtaris? Let's take a regular case. I'm a Malva, and I have a star that says you owe me $100, and it's signed by 2 Adam. Now, you as a Leiva have the right to say Mezuyah. I made up the star. I said, so in order for me to run out with the star, I am L'chuyav to be Makayim the star, to produce evidence that the signatures on the shtar are genuine. Mm-hmm. Now, the Mishnah Ksuvah says, putting aside this Mishnah, that I am, not I, any one of the witnesses is now on to say, this is his Ksav. Yeah, you don't need 2 Adam. So, Memela, if one witness says, this is my Chasima, and another witness says, this is my Chasima, that's a valid team of shtaris. But, if you have other witnesses who say, this is Reuven's signature, you need 2. You need 2 witnesses on Reuven's signature and 2 witnesses on Shimon's signature, although they can be the same 2 witnesses. So what did is this? This is saying, I am believed to say, I meaning a witness, not the lay, but I am believed to say, this is my father's handwriting. That means what? I don't need two witnesses in that, just I believe myself. Zek Shabel Shomebi, Zek Shabiyode Shalochi. We have a ksuba there. Even when they say, because we care, from our Gemara, the very Eidim who signed the shtar, if they don't remember the transaction, is Mipiyam Lo Mipiksava. So how could that be better if somebody else was made on the Chasima? So Kiyamri Acharini Zek Sabyadishol Plaini Havyaitis? I'm not sure why you didn't ask a simple question. I mean, I would have just asked the kasha that how can you tell me that a shtar has a chisaron of mepik sabah? He asks it a little more complicated. I mean, I don't know why he has to ask it this way. He asked the kasha that you see that even if the oral edim don't even know the transaction at all, I say my father signed it. I have no idea that money was borrowed. Once we're makayim the shtar is edus. So now you're telling me that if I'm a kaya my own chasima, there's a chisar in a BPM, lo bipik salam, unless I remember. So now, I mean, yeah, it's a little sarachian why the kasha has to be asked in such a complicated way. But the kasha essentially is, it's a shtar. If it's a shtar that's makoyim is edus. So if the edim say we signed the shtar, it's makoyim. What's your problem? I'll use the shtar to establish the date of the kedusha. So Zuck Derif, like this. Umistavrilan, Ki Amrinan Rachamana Amar Mipiyam Lomi Biksavam. When do I say that witnesses who know their testimony through a document is not a valid testimony? Lo Hav Yala Eidos Shebiksav, Eidos, Hani Mili, Hecha, Di Isei Lishtara, Tusei, Yidei Sade. Dekama delay nafka lay sahadusa mitute yidei of the sahade. Kama delo kamisadi bohashta dami aloha e boy kafshila the shtara. Okay, so let me first say the chiluk that he's making, then see if we can make sense of it. The chiluk that he's making is very much nizach. Actually, and the chiluk is mukher from the Gemara itself. I mean, you'll notice. Let's go back to the Shiva Gemara we read. The Gemara says, where are you going to leave the Shtar Kedushin? If you leave it by the woman, she'll be Meichik this man. If you leave it by the man, he might be Machata and he'll be Meichik this man. If you leave it by the witnesses and they don't remember, it's me PM, let me pick up. Now, wait a second. If you're going to tell me that every written Shtar is me PM, let me pick up, then why do you have to say the woman will erase this man, even if there is this man? It's Eidah Shemichsev. You see from the signaling of the Gemara itself that if the woman or the man would have the shtar, I wouldn't apply. You see that without even knowing any Sora. You see, if the woman or the man has the shtar, there is no problem of Mipik Savan. The problem of Mipik Savan gets invented only when the Eidim have the shtar. You see that from the Gemara itself. And this is what the Rif is saying. The Rif is saying, when, let's see if we have a slur for it. When do I say, mi piyam lo mi pi ksavam, the lay, how do you allow Eidus, shebichsav Eidus, that Eidus that they get from a ksav is not an Eidus. Ani mili, hecha de isa l'shtara tutei yidei sahadei, that is when the Eidim are in physical possession of the shtar. Dekama loy nafka la sadusa mitute yadeyin de sahade. If the testimony has not left the hands of the witnesses, kama dolo kamisadi ba'ad hashka. So if they're not testifying until now that the shtar is being released to basement, damya maha e boy kafshe le l'shtar v'almisim. They would have the ability, right? They would have the ability to be, the witnesses have the ability to be kovesh the shtar and not testify. So what is he saying here? Like this. We have a klal by a shtar. Eidim, yeah, he'll bring this right here. Eidim hachasumin al ashtar nasa kemi shenechkra yidusim bebeisim dami. Eidim who sign on a shtar, it is ki'ilu, they were made in Beis Din, and were makobel, nechkra, they were examined in Beis Din. So a shtar has a din eidus gomor. But, zokter if, when does a shtar have a din of eidus gomor? Only if it's in the possession of the person who has an incentive to show the shtar. I'm a malveh. I'm a woman with a get. I'm a woman with a shtar kedusha. But kol zman that the shtar is in the possession of the eidim, since they would have the power if they wanted to. In other words, it's kiilu they're shutting up. I'm a witness and I know testimony. Now there are different ways I could prevent Beis Din from hearing it. I could prevent it by not testifying, or I could prevent it from being kovesh the shtar mamish. So b'chiyah yavne, because they have the koach to be kovesh the shtar, it is not called a haggadah till they come to Beis Din. And once it's not called a haggadah if they come to Beis Din, if they come and they only know it from a written document, the Rif says they'll be a chisaret of Eidah Shebichsav. So, im mitkri le sadusa. So if the writing jogs their memory, or if they remember it independently, we miss it evolve, havia Eidahs. V'lo, lo havia Eidahs. Avo, shtara din nafet mitute yedei de baldin. But when a shtar is in the possession of a baldin, the man or the woman, loy amrinan be mipiyam lo mipiksavan, because may itna de chasime b'shtara v'yavi le'lumare. From the moment they signed the shtar and they gave it to the baldin, lo yachli l'mahadrba, they could not be chayzer. The same way I say by Eidus and Beis Din, right? Once I testify in Beis Din, we have a rule that's called what? Kivin shehigit shuv eino chavzer umadim. Zok derif, when Eidim are chaysem on a shtar, they will not be able to then say later, we are chayzer on our edus. They didn't testify in Beis Din, they only signed the shtar. Because edim achasumin al hashtar is nase kemi shenechra edusa. How do we shenechra edusa be Beis Din? Number of Yishon ben Lakish, edim achasumin al hashtar, nase kemi shenechra edusa be Beis Din, hildach bipiyam karinah. It is called bipiyam. See, he's learning it's bipiyam just like this. The fact that they're signing the shtar is their action. We're not relying on the writing, it's the maisa. That's not a dibur either, but apparently we're looking at a maisa. If the edus is the maisa of chasina, then it's called bipiyam rabbi miksavan, umehai taiva, mekaiminan lay law lishtara, bechasimas yidei sade. We never care if the witnesses who signed the shtar remember edus or not. E mitgre lo the sadusa, ilo mitgre. The eyes are a mikra lalim. It's a fairish or pasuk. Sadus because of yinter. You can use the shtar to be kind of field. The kasub basever bechasai. Boy edatim. The memra dechi agavna edus mal yasehi. Umi piyami. Lo mi pikasama. Yeah. Now, the ahi de garcinum mixubas. That which we learned in Ksuvus, Tan Rabbanan, Kaisei Vrada Meduso Alashtar, Umeyed Olei, Ba'achar Kamashonim. Now, there's another Gemara that says that if I saw a transaction with another person, not an Eidah, I saw a transaction, and I'm not sure when there's going to be a court case, and I'm not sure I'm going to remember the details. So it says, I can make a letter, a record, I can write down a letter, and I could use that letter to testify many years later. But on that, Omer Rav Huna, Vahu Shezaychra Me'atzmai. Same Chiluk Argamor says. Rav Huna says, when can I use a written document as a basis of testimony? Only if I either remember it without the document, of course in that case the document is worthless, or once I read the document, it causes me to remember, right? You see the chiluk. There are different chiluk in here. If you forgot something, and then you read it, there are two ways it can impact on your memory. One is, I talk it, don't remember, but if it says it, it happened. And the other is, I remember it now. So Zatra Puna, you can use writing to prompt your memory. Of course, how does Beis Din know? It's hard to know. The guy has to be honest. But you can't use writing to be your memory if you don't have it. Because when you have no independent memory, and it's only the writing that tells you,
it's totally,
that is Bipik Sodom.
It's totally done. There's no right, shot,
right,
no, there's no
right, right, right. So the Rif says, Hachanami, like our Gemara is that Gemara. Misukme kigain edus de isa tusei adesadei. That's when the witness is holding on to the document. It's not a shtar. Mishumachi kemer rabuna v'hu shezaykra miyatzmai v'chvar parishnolei v'duchte ikram. Hello? Hello? It says that when it's a private document just for the witnesses, that's Eidus Shemichsav. And that's why Rav Huna said, "Bush is Eichu Meyatzmai, Uchvar Perishma Lo Beduch Dachriti Bless Bakush." Let me talk about this a little bit because the MS is, this is a very, very short chiluk. Like most Rishonim, I have to see how the Rambam writes. Like most Rishonim, like this, the fundamental question we have is, what is the difference between a shtar and Eidus Shemichsav? We certainly use a shtar to prove Kedushin, we use a shtar to prove Halva, we use a shtar to prove Matana, to prove Mechira, Gittin, Kedushin. So why isn't every Eidus of the shtar considered to be a Chisaron of Mipiyam Lo Mipiksav? So most Rishonim say the following. The chiluk between shtar and Eidus of Chisav is Das HaMischayev or not Das HaMischayev. Meaning, If witnesses simply write down what they saw, and they were not authorized to do so by the loiva, or by the mocher, or by the baal, that becomes eidah shebichsav. And eidah shebichsav is not valid, except with Rav Huna's qualification, right? That's Rav Huna's qualification, that if it's zeichra me'atzmai, a witness can reconstruct his memory. They actually have, Bahadur, they have a very similar rule in secular law by hearsay. Normally, a written statement is not admissible as evidence, but if it jogs the witness's memory, and he now says, now I remember it, it's admissible. This is mamish what Rav Huna is saying. So, if it was written, midas ha-mischayev, it has a din shtar. And we count it as a din shtar. It's eidas ha-chasumin al shtar, nasa, kibi, shenechkara, edusim bebeisim. And there's no chisorin of eidas shebichsav. And not only do the witnesses who sign not have to remember it, but even if other witnesses are mekayim the shtar. Right, so the witnesses who should have never even knew, it's a good shtar. Masha'en ken, if it's not dasa mischayim, that is the din of kaisei v'adam medusa v'alashtar, and Beistin will not use the writing at all. Beistin b'chal will not use the writing. And even the witness can only use the writing to reconstruct his memory, but not if he doesn't remember it all. Okay, good. So that's the pashas of the chiluk, right? That's the chiluk that all the Rishonim make. Dasa mischayev creates a new entity called shtar. Mm-hmm. And without dasa mischayev, you have the entity of eidah shebichsav. Now, the problem is this.
Listen, you know, why are we assuming this guy's telling the truth at this point? The guy who's being made, no. I'm not just saying it because I...
Well, yeah, you have to say it's nichlal of being an eid. I mean, listen.
What's the trusting relationship?
Yeah, I mean, if I say I saw something, you know, how do you know I'm telling the truth? You believe I'm an eid. So part of my eidus is... Part of the eidus is I remember what I'm saying I saw, right? So that's nichlal of being an eid. Now, here's the thing. This chiluk, which all the Rishonim say, is das mischayev and not das mischayev, that fits the Gemara and Ksubas, and that fits Rav Huna's din. Right? So that's why Rav Huna says that the din of Kaisi Vatam and Yuzal Lashtar is only if it's Zerikom Yachal. That fits, because that's not a shtar. But what's shver is going to be our Gemara. Our Gemara is a pella. Because our Gemara does apply the din of Impik Saba to a shtar. Because our Gemara is talking about a shtar kedushin. A shtar kedushin can only be written midasa mischayev. The mischayev is considered to be the Baal. So, if the dividing line is between eidah shebichsav and shtar, is dasa mischayev, and once you have dasa mischayev, there's no chisara of eidah shebichsav, our Gemara is a pella. Because our Gemara is the only place. See, it's not Rav Huna. Rav Huna is good. Rav Huna is talking about a non-shtar. That's the Rav Huna in Ksubas. But our Gemara is talking about a shtar. So because of this, the Rif has to create a new chiluk. We'll see how the Rav Huna is miyashiv. Now, the new chiluk is not mavatal the old chiluk. Meaning, it's still true that if you don't have dasa mischayim, it's always going to be eidah shebichsav. That's emes. But the Rif is being mechadesh, it is gemalt, that even when you have a din shtar, you don't have a din of eidah shebichsav, and that is when the shtar is in the possession or the shalita of the eidim who have the kayach to be kaivish the shtar. Since they have the kayach to be kaivish the shtar, it's not called a haggadah till they bring the shtar to bested. And at that point, you can no longer look at their chasima as haggadah. You have to look at their release of the shtar as haggadah. And at the time of that haggadah, it's not mipim, it's mipi ksava. It's not going to be good. Now, having said that, I still think it's shver. Because in the case of shtar kedushin, it was released. They just took it back. I mean, the woman got the shtar. In other words, is the Rif saying as soon as you give it back to Eidah? I mean, what does the Rif say? What about every escrow? I mean, is the Rif saying that Once the shtar is given to the Eidim, it reverts backwards into Eidim. That's very strange. I can hear a smile.
Well, technically, that's true.
I can hear a svara that if the shtar was never released to the parties, so it doesn't have the status of Eidos. But the Gemara is talking about a case where it was released and then given back for safekeeping, and you're still calling, the Rif is still calling that, Vibaltitz Tachas Yadu Eidim, it's called Eidos Shabichsa. But that's a very, very big Kiddush, you see? But you see why he has to say that? Because the Stavazoi b'machalik b'nidas mishayev b'natas mishayev is a good teretz for Rav Huna by Eidos Shalayach Adam Reduzu Lebestin, but it's not a good teretz for the Gemara by Shtar Kiddush. Now, there are two more shittas here, although we still have to go with the Rif on this Nakuda. That is, once again, we have our Kasha. Generally, what is the difference between Eidos Shabichsav and Shtar? So Ramban and other Rishayim say Dasa Mischayev versus not Dasa Mischayev. And the Rif is adding that in addition, he's not chaylik in that rule, but in addition, the Shtar has to be under the Shlita of one of the Baalei Din, the Baalei Din of Nechgra. Okay. The Rambam actually says, this. The Rambam says an amazing thing. The Rambam says, let's see, where does he bring the din of Yipim Lubim Miksavam? Where's the Rambam? Should be in Hilchos Eidos. Where's the Eidos? Yeah, Eric says Hilchos Eidos.
These Gemara sounded in the back.
Oh, okay. Oh, this one. Oh, very good.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah. This is the Rambam Perek Gimel Mehilchos Eidos. Din Torah, Shehein Mekavlim Eidos, Lo B'dinei Mamanis, Lo B'dinei Nefashais, Elu Mipiyo Eidim, Shenemar Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, Mipiyam Lo Miksav Yodam. Avo Mi Divrei Seifrim, Chaitchim Dinei Mamanis, Bi Eidos Shebishtar, Afal pi she'ein eidim kayamin, kidei shalai tino delas b'fnei lovin, v'ein danin b'eidah she'bishtar b'dinei k'nazais, v'ein sarach lemer b'makas ha'begalas, el b'pim lo miksav yodin. So this is a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam actually says that the din, that we are chaytech dinei mamanis al pi shtar, is only a drabbanan shalot tin ol delas b'fnei lovin. Right? What's the pshat? Nilas delas. You want me to lend you money? Well, if the halacha is that any shtar that is signed is not going to be admissible, and I have to produce the actual witnesses, what if the witnesses are dead or gone? So I'm not going to lend you money. It's too much risk. So lovin are not going to be able to borrow money. So in order to facilitate, to encourage the making of loans, the Chachamim relaxed the rules of evidence and they permitted the admissibility of a shtar, shalot in odels. So the Rambam learns, the whole din of shtar is midrabanan. So frek derived, asarkas arrived.
It's called the
midrabanan. That's what he's saying. In other words, shtar is midrabanan. The do-raisa, every shtar is midrabanan.
Because of this one.
Unlike the Ramban that says when there's dasa mischayev, it's a gezeras hakasuf. The Rambam learns even dasa mischayev would be mipim lo mipiksava, and it's only because of lo tin odelas. But frek derive akasha in the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that shtar is drabbanan? We know that a get, until it's Rabbi Meir. See, like Rabbi Eliezer, get has nothing to do with any chassid because the rise of a get is just any mesirah. But a get, what makes a get? The chassima so'ezim on the shtar. Right? So you see that your seimich on getin and kedushin on eating chassima like Rabbi Meir. So you see vice the chais that on the shtar there's no din of mipi and vlomi biksava. Otherwise, how could a get or a shtar kedushin be good? Now again, I would be nice if that is only a kasha like Rabbi Meir. See, like Rabbi Eliezer, a shtar kedushin and a shtar get are not based on edus in this document. It's based on edi v'si Rabbi Alma, edi v'si Aroro, verbal witnesses. But the ravid must mean, I don't remember the lashon of the ravid must mean, like Rabbi Meir, your machshir based on the edus in the document. According to the Rambam, the edus in the document is not valid. Actually, let me add, I want to be chazer a little bit. I want to say that I think Efshir the Raibitz Kasha is even like Rabbi Eliezer, because even like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Hechshir Haget is not from the Edi Chasima. A woman can use Edi Chasima to match. In other words, that's the Tikkun Olam. If she produces a get, and there are Edi Chasima on the get, we will allow her to get married based on that edus. Now, is that also drabbanan? Is that shayach for a tree drabbanan? Can the rabbanan matir a potential eishes ish? If min atayra, it's a davar shebe'erva, and to matir a davar shebe'erva, we have to have edus. Maybe it's not such a kasha. I'll leave it to Yemes. The chachamim matir a woman with one witness. But being this way, this is the right discussion. So, there's a Rav Chaim here, a famous Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim learns like this. Rav Chaim learns that the Rambam has a new definition of shtar. The Rambam is also made that when something has a din shtar, it's not a chisorin of Eidah Shebechsef. And the Rambam is minded to that.
But again, when something's a shtar, it's not a chisorin?
And there's, once it's a shtar, it's not Eidah Shebechsef, which we could use it. We could use it.
Because it doesn't apply.
No. But it's a different definition. That's the problem. The problem is that the Rambam will learn what gives something a din shtar is not dasa mischayev. And that's why the Rambam says a typical shtar by mammon is only drabanan. What makes a shtar a shtar is it effects a chalais. It's not just a document of proof. It's a document of transaction. So we tighten, in other words, the Rambam learns that
you don't call out to it,
so Memela, by a get and by a shtar kedushin, which is a document of transaction, that's going to have a din shtar. By a shtar matana, it'll have a din shtar. It's only by a shtar milveh, when the Rambam says shtar is rabban, means a shtar for a loan, because the shtar is not creating the chiyuv.
It's just documenting.
It's only documenting. So that's called the Eidah Shebechsef. You can ask the kasha on that, because the chayre, the shtar creates a shibut. It creates a lien, it creates a mortgage. It's not, a shtar, milva, is not just a raya. But maybe the Rambam Paskin shibuta der raya. See, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, is the shibut of nechasim created by the shtar, or does it exist min
al-tayra? The document.
Right, okay. So it could be the Rambam Paskin shibuta der raya. So according to this...
So it's going to come down to that, because even if you would hold that it actually is... The promissory note is a value itself. It's not the situation. The promissory note never is actually... you can trade it, but you're really trading the obligation that
No, I understand. The question is, is the shtar just evidence of an obligation, or does the shtar create something? So Rav Chaim wants to learn... If I lend you money, be aided. I can't create from, I can't collect from lekuchas. Only if there's a shtar. The shtar gives me a kinyan.
The debt
exists, but the shtar gives me a kinyan in your nechasim. The shtar gives me a kinyan. Sheba.
Before the sheba, though, just in the paying back. If you don't pay back, the loan itself, if I don't loan out any witnesses, not anybody.
That's correct.
You're still owing money.
That's correct.
So in other words, regardless of this, so
I understand.
Only time the sheba, only because the sheba.
But the sheba is a haknah. It's a haknah. But if you learn that the rights of the sheba exist anyway, the rabbi just took it off without a writing, so at the same time, I think there's a machlokes before shem. So what I'm saying is the following. Both the Rambam and the Ramban, this is not the Rif, both the Rambam and the Ramban are both learning that Shtar has no chisaron of Mipi and Modik Slavat, and Eved Shebichtav does. But the Machlokes is, what defines something as Shtar? Ramban learns it is Das HaMischayev that makes it a Shtar. And the Mela Ishtar Milva would be a Doraisa Dikaraya. Rambam learns it is the transactional nature, that is creating a Chalais, that makes it a Din Shtar. And that's why by
the that's a Chaim's version. But I'm saying the Rambam himself, he does not.
The Rambam doesn't say, if you read the Rambam literally, he says every Shtar is Midrabbanan. Ishtar is Midrabbanan. I mean, according to that, the Rambam does not acknowledge that on a Taira level there is such a thing as Shtar. The Rabban asked the Kasha, what about Gibran Tarshan? So Rav Chaim's Yishuv is that the Rambam is also Maida, and there is a din of Shtar, but he has a different definition of what makes something Shtar. That's Rav Chaim. That's a famous Rav Chaim. And again, the Chaim of Chaim's words only fits if you hold Shibuda the Araisa, because otherwise the Shtar does create. Now, the Rif seems to be going with the Ramban's definition of Shtar, of Das HaMischayev, but he superimposes a new condition. In other words, the Rif doesn't explicitly give you an operating definition of Shtar, but he seems to be going with Das HaMischayev, but he says it's only called an Eidos when it's under the Sholita of the Balei Hadin. That's a new chiluk that he makes. Now, the other kasha is like this. The other kasha, which Bechlau is very shrewd. We'll have to see. I have to look up a lot of stuff here. Is Rabbeinu Tam, right? So I mentioned the Ramban, Das HaMischayev. We mentioned the Ramban, the way Rav Chaim is Masber, a chiluk between a Shtar Raya and a Shtar Kinyan. There's a third Shita, which is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And this is going to be very difficult. Rabbeinu Tam himself answers these questions because it's true of a lot of Gemaras. Rabbeinu Tam learned that the din of Mipiyam Lo Mibik Sabam only excludes witnesses who are not capable of testifying. A cherish. If you're mute, you're puzzled. Or if you don't remember your testimony. Oh, sorry, that doesn't mean Asian. If you don't remember your testimony, except through the writing, and that doesn't jog your memory, that's called Eidos HaMichsav. So either you cannot talk, or you have no independent memory except for what's in the writing. But Rabbeinu Tam's point is, if you know your testimony and you want to send a deposition, you want to send an affidavit to Beis Din, so Rabbeinu Tam is the most mental. Go to Rabbeinu Tam. You can send a letter to Beis Din, and that'll be makubal like Amos. But our Gemara is not sure with that. So I was thinking initially, oh, so that's fair. If the only thing we're excluding is a cherish or an elaim, then why does the Gemara say by the witnesses of the Shtar Kedushin if they don't remember? No, but the answer is, if they don't remember, that's like a cherish or an elaim. Right. So that's good. And Rafuna is the same thing. Rafuna says, you have to remember. Good. But Rabbeinu Tam's kula is that
if you do... Because he's the only one who comes up with this little fear call of just remembering. Right.
Right.
Is that how we hold it?
That's
how
we
don't hold all the difference. No. In who would be holding the Funa and saying, no, it's not just to Rechad, to remember.
As far as I know, nobody
knows. So everybody says that.
So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't change anything in our Sugya. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't change anything in our Sugya. But he changes the general din, that witnesses from a distance are permitted to send Eidos to Beis Din, and we would be Mekabel. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Adam remember the contents of a shtar, you don't have a problem to begin with. But the Kiddush of shtar would be, even though they don't know, the Rabbeinu Tam's also might enter the din shtar when the Adam don't remember, right? That when the Adam don't remember,
you fall down to shtar and then it works.
You still need shtar, right.
That's not a problem.
Rabbeinu Tam still needs the din shtar when the Adam don't remember. And if the Adam remember, he's like, I don't need a din shtar.
And this shtar would work. They don't remember. This shtar would work with Tom what? With Tom what?
That's the din of shtar. Adam chasum and all the shtar. That's like mishnechber. I mean the dasim is chayiv. The dasim is chayiv.
If it works, it works. If it works, then it should work for everybody. How could he say that in a case when you need it to work, so then it works?
No, because like this. The reason is because Rabbeinu Tam learns that he's medama like this. There's a klal in the Gemara by Kutchin. It's by Kutchin. It's not by this. Kol haroi levila, ein bila mi'akevus bai. Kol she'ein roi levila, bila mi'akevus bai. What is bila? Bila means when you bring a mincha, flour and oil, vila is the mitzvah of thoroughly mixing the flour and the oil. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the Gemara says that if a mincha is more than 60 yisarim, it's not possible in one kli for it to be too big of a mass to be thoroughly mixed with oil, no matter how much oil you put in. So therefore, if a person makes a neder to bring 60 yisarim or less, he brings it in one kli. But if it's 61, he has to bring it in two tevah, because it's not roi levila. Frek to Gemara, what's the problem? Be the yevet, if I just put the flour in the oil and I don't mix it at all, it's going to be good? It's going to be good, so what's wrong with 61? The answer is, even if the actual mixing is not ma'akev, it has to be roi for the mixing. You see? Kol ha-roi levila, ein bila mi'akevet. Kol she'ein roi levila, bila mi'akevet. So Zutra Ben Yotam, when the Torah is excluding written testimony, it is excluding testimony that you only can do from the writing. Either because the person is cheresh, or the person has no memory. So if you could only do it from the writing, it cannot be, in other words, it's not roi, meaning it's not roi labila. If it's not roi to be pihem, it's no good. But when it's roi to be pihem, so the Torah is not saying the Aegis actually has to be MPM, but it has to be an Aegis that could be MPM. And he still he prepares the exact principle that when the Torah says you have to be Bailal, it doesn't mean you have to be Bailal, but it has to be Azam Mincha that's Roy to be Bailal. Allah Roy Labila, Bila Bailal. Right? So that's what he said. So all I'm saying is that. Let's say you have Adam assigned the shtar, and they don't remember anymore. Rabbeinu Tam is also moda that the din shtar, whether it maybe like the Rambam that it's Rabbanan, maybe like the Rambam it's Deoraisa, that shtar is not nichlal in this Gezeiras HaKasav. Rabbeinu Tam is redefining the Gezeiras HaKasav. That's right. And he's making the Gezeiras HaKasav much less restrictive. That's very true. But when you have a document that doesn't fit the Gezeiras HaKasav, there'll still be a concept that a shtar is going to be okay too. I mean, the same way the Rabban, right? The Rabban says, once something is a shtar, we don't apply the rules of Eidus or Bechsav. Rabbeinu Tam will say the same thing. The only difference is Rabbeinu Tam is more liberal, and even if something is not a shtar, if the witnesses remember, and they're not Charashim, they could testify that way.
I think it's clear. Is Rabbeinu Tam saying that if a person can speak, so then his shtar doesn't work, or since he can't speak,
The other way. Any person that can speak is permitted to send his testimony even through a written document.
And if you can't?
If you can't, that is when the Torah, forget, when you can't, that is when the Torah said you're not a kosher witness. A kosher witness has to be, it's not a nice, no, yeah, I see what you're saying. You were looking at it as an onion. If you can't speak, we forgive you. No, it's the other way around. A person is a kosher witness only when they're capable of giving the testimony orally. So when they're capable of giving the testimony orally, Rabbi Natan says they can even give it in writing. When they're not capable of giving their testimony orally, the Torah says they're not a kosher witness unless their document has the chashivas of a shtar. Because by shtar, we have a rule by shtar, however you define it, that's a mischayev, that Eidam HaChasum and HaShtar is Kami Shenech Reidus.
Doesn't that go into Pasha, a very simple definition of P.M. 6.7? I know you can stretch it.
Yeah, they're arguing over the definition.
No, but I'm saying, they're just saying P.M. Lo P.M. 6.7, but to say it really means that only if a person is royally caused, it's a push, you know?
It's a
big
issue. We don't pass the direction like that. We may not pass him like the Rambam that Shtar is Rabbah.
That's the Lashem, but we do not. The Lashem, as you can say, it's like the Kerb Musa.
Well, there the Torah also says, "Ubala," right? You make some mention. There's a commandment of believer.
That still says Roy.
Yes, we say Roy.
Well, what's the difference between these? I don't like. Maybe you can explain to me what the difference between these two different types. There's one type of shtar that's not nechkar, and there's another type that it is.
So this is an look. According to the Ramban, the difference is this: if the shtar was written by the authorization of the Balei Hadin, the Leiva said, write a shtar. The husband said, write a get. The husband said, write a shtar kedusha. That's what we mean, das hamischayev, the das of the person that is assuming an obligation. That leaves the category of Eidah Shebichsav, that becomes a shtar, and that's called nechgur. Okay? If, on the other hand, the witnesses simply write it on their own, that's called Eidah Shebichsav. So like most of the Rishayim, that's not going to be kosher. Like most of the Rishayim, once it's Eidah Shebichsav, it's not good at all. But Rabbeinu Tam's Kiddush is that as long as the person will be able to give that Eidah, even that will be good. You don't need a shtar for that.
We'll go over it again.
But this is the... we'll go over this again because there's a lot of characters.